When you send a text to someone, how often do you first consider the weight behind every word that you're sending? In the days long before text messaging, words were sent by Morse code over telegraph lines. They charged by the letter. So every word was measured and carefully chosen for effect. Every word was simply divine, divinely chosen. In the Bible, Proverbs are words that are skillfully crafted to stick in our minds and to engage us in thought. They're like little highly compressed parables of wisdom. They provoke you to thought and create vivid mental images of truth. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Proverbs chapter 10 will help you remember the weight of words. Words you share and words you hear. Remember that wisdom is the reward you receive after listening when you'd rather have been talking. Is that true too of your time in prayer? Well, to begin your meditation, settle into a place of receiving for a moment. Just feel the weight of your body and your legs and your arms pressing into wherever you are. Just be present here as we explore the presence of God for about 15 minutes. As you discover the weight of words spoken and words heard, listen and join in this responsive prayer from James chapter 1 verse 19. Respond softly with, "Lord God, help me be aware. Understand this, be quick to hear, be a careful, thoughtful listener." Respond softly with, "Lord God, help me be aware. Be slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words." Respond softly with, "Lord God, help me be aware. Be slow to anger, be patient, reflective, and forgiving." Respond once again, "Lord God, help me be aware." Spend a few moments now in complete silence. Do not ask for anything. Just simply listen to how the Lord loves you. Be aware and encounter Him now. Matthew chapter 5 reminds us that God blesses your eyes and ears because they are aware. We'll continue on in silence now as you become aware of God too through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and begin to simply take note of your breathing. Slow, deep belly breathing. It may take a few deep breaths. Feel yourself settle into that peaceful, healing rhythm. Being aware of God in your breath. Whispering silently as you breathe in and out, "Lord God, help me be aware. Aware. Aware of you." Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of Him in your breathing. Continue on to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? How are you aware of His presence? Do you feel any tension? Do you feel, hear, or even smell something wrong around you, broken? Shut nothing out. Just experience God everywhere around you, speaking to you through your surroundings. Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of being present with Him in your breathing. No judgment or condemnation as your thoughts drift. In fact, I give you permission to let your mind wander. As your mind drifts from His healing, let that be your trigger for it to return to God and the awesome awareness of Him around you. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings from expanded verses in different translations. Once again, don't try to analyze them too carefully. Just simply listen for a gift of a word from the Holy Spirit. One is you listen to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17 from the New International Version. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What carefully chosen thoughts did you hear? How did they make you aware of God? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Well, rest here now in awareness of God, a deeper awareness. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. He who keeps instruction is the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Will remain in meditation as you let those words continue to make you aware, and let your mind drift through the imagery of each chosen word being shared with you. You may consider pausing and reading more of Proverbs chapter 10, or simply note your awareness of God through the words He's given you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified. Listen for words chosen for you. He who learns from instruction and correction is on the right path of life, and for others his example is a path towards wisdom and blessing. But he who ignores and refuses correction goes off course, and for others his example is a path towards sin and ruin. He who hides hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remember the effort of sending words using Morse code on a telegraph machine. The effort of sending each word. Take time here to see this list of words from 2 Peter chapter 1. See them coming across the telegraph. Watch them being written. Maybe see them on a sheet of paper or a whiteboard, or even painted on a wall. See each word as it's being written. Faith. Virtue. Knowledge. Self-control. Steadfastness. Godliness. Brotherly affection. And love. Each carefully chosen for you. Listen once again. Faith. Virtue. Knowledge. Self-control. Steadfastness. Godliness. Brotherly affection. And love. Which words has God shared with you in the past, and why? As you were present in your imagination, hearing God's chosen words for you, discern God's presence and provision in your life now, here, today. Which words has He chosen for you today, here? Listen for faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. Which words are you most aware of needing today? Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of awareness. And let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep, that the Lord God would help you be aware. Let me pray now that in this moment you will be aware of the way to life, that you won't ignore correction or lead others astray with your words. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Today or in the days ahead, you may have moments where your words and thoughts feel rushed. When you feel the first hints of anger rising up in your throat, early signs of frustration that may bring words of regret later. Thank God there for making you aware of your words, for choosing them as He has chosen you. And consider too how you can be a friend to someone who may be starting to form words they will regret. You know the signs. You can watch them forming a phrase, starting an angry text. How can you guide them away from words they may regret? What a gift you can give them. So when you're ready, whether starting to wake or starting to sleep, be aware of God in and through your words. We often don't listen with the hope of understanding. We listen with the hope of talking. So choose here to be aware and encounter God with the intent to simply listen to divine words. Words divinely chosen.